I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret for Magic Hand Car Wash. Give someone that new car feeling with a Magic Hand Car Wash gift card from Australia's leading car wash. Visit magichcw.com.au.
And Magic Hand Car Wash have been washing cars, Margaret, for over 75 years. Give someone that new car feeling with a Magic Hand Car Wash gift card. From Australia's leading car wash at Magic HCW. That's HCW.com.au. Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back, Liam.
Thank you, Margaret.
I'm happy now. Got all my chicks back together. Handsome Benny.
Handsome Benny.
Craig, all together. Lovely. I'm happy now.
Handsome Benny out the back's back. Have a look at
Handsome
him blush,
Benny,
too.
Handsome Benny, gorgeous Benny.
Oh, geez, he loves it when you say that.
He does.
He's dining out.
He's got it on his Facebook
on
profile.
On his Tinder profile.
Gorgeous, Benny.
Yeah. He'd be a bit of a catch for the young ladies, our producer, don't you think?
Oh, he's wearing the high white socks
today. I reckon.
Today.
Gee, they're a bit slow if they're not, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they don't know what they're missing out on, do they, Margaret?
Now,
what's that?
I said they don't know what they're missing out on, these girls.
They don't know what they're missing. He's gorgeous. Mm, big bronze Australian. Oh, lovely.
He's loving it.
Now, Margaret, talk to us about the cricket. Oh, what happened?
Oh, what devastation. I was never so sad in all my life watching that test last week. I mean, I congratulated the Indians. That good win, but, oh, gee, we were a tired side. You know, they run our boys into the ground. They need a rest, good rest. And can't we pluck out some players on the offside like they were pulling them out of the woodwork like nobody's business?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Half a dozen of them.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
The depth of the Indians showed with what with who they lost. They lost so many good players. Fantastic performance by them, but... We tried hard. We just, unfortunately, we weren't good enough.
No, we were bowling rubbish anyhow, really. Like, I've never seen so many wide bowls, short bowls.
They tried everything, Margaret, in the end. The wicket didn't...
Everything. Everything but the kitchen sink.
The pitch didn't break up like they'd hoped it would.
No.
Our guys looked tired, and Paddy Cummins was a standout. He was unbelievable, but... Hazelwood was okay. Lyon didn't have any impact.
I thought Hazelwood. I liked Hazelwood. I thought he was great. He bowled a great line.
Stark?
Never varied.
Stark struggled a bit. He's a bit sore, I think.
He's sore. Starkey needs a good rest, and they're running him into the ground. Anyway, we might see some good kids come on. There's a lot of good kids out there that could get a go.
We've got plenty of young bowlers. We've got young bowlers in reserve. Don't worry about that. We've got Riley Meredith, who I think can be a really good player. Jai Richardson's a beauty.
Richardson.
Yeah, and you've got
Ty.
Pattinson.
Pattinson.
Michael Nisa.
100%. Tell me where you sit.
Some good ones.
Tell me where you sit on Tim Payne, Margaret.
Tim Payne. I'm not really rubbish in Tim Payne. I think he's done an excellent job. And as for the loudmouth in England, Kevin Peterson, I mean, he knows all about the sacking he's had more than anybody.
He's sacked more than
he's
Dr.
In
Turf.
And out like pepper and salt. Oh.
Sorry, Turfy.
Loudmouth Peterson giving his sixpenneth. No, leave him alone. He was frustrated. He wasn't the only one. Tongue going like a handbell behind. So was the Indian bloke. He never stopped giving them the ribs all the time they were bowling, hit batting.
Yeah, well.
Leave Tim alone.
Leave him alone. I'm a bit with you. Leave him alone. He's been so good for us. And
leave him alone.
He batted really well in the series. And he didn't keep as well as he would have liked in a couple of tests. But I think overall he was fine.
It was one of the best sporting things I've seen from India. They put on a masterclass of cricket. And then they had the grace and dignity to present Nathan Lyon with a 100th signed shirt. They outplayed us in every area
That's what happens in life.
Dignified, respect.
Yes, I agree.
Values. They made us look second rate at times in terms of the way they behaved, I thought.
Stop it, Craig. Stop it. I hate hearing it.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
God,
I tell you what.
I know they did. I congratulated them.
Margaret just Craig'd me.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit with Margaret. I mean, well done, India. They outplayed us and they showed. But the reality is that we got a little bit sick of the commentary through the whole series on the television, crapping on about how good India are. I'm just like,
how good they are.
Listen, they're in Australia. They're in Australia. Let's make them feel uncomfortable. That's what we should be doing. Mm. Not being their mates. But anyway, that's my view.
This is probably a bit out of school, but we're working. No promises, Margaret. We're working. You don't sleep super well at night, we know, and you love the radio overnight.
No, that's right.
How would you like the Australian South African tour on the radio at night if we could make it happen? We're going to work on it.
Oh, that'd be great, Hutch.
It'd be good.
Could you handle
that? It'd be good.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah, we could handle it.
Would you help us put the commentary team together?
Yes, why not?
Because you're the unofficial chairman of the overnight, or chairperson of the overnight
of the production team.
Yeah, the overnight crowd. So we're having a look at it. No promises, but we're going to try and make that happen for you.
What date's the series start?
End of February.
Oh, that'll be good. I remember this was the one a couple of years ago,
yes,
whenever it was. When I remember watching it on the telly at the time when that went on with Bancroft, I'm thinking, what the hell's happening here? That can't be what I'm thinking it is. I messaged Jack Heaven, who was over there broadcasting.
Yep.
He said, it's not good here, mate.
Yep.
So another hour across it, and everyone was onto it, and I'm thinking, please tell me it's not so. Shocking.
It'll be a great series. Australia really need to win to claim the World Test Series.
If we don't, we're not going to be in the final.
Yeah, it'll be a great series. So we'll see how we go, Margaret, but that's one we'll try and make happen, okay?
It'll be great, wouldn't it?
Well, have you been watching the Big Bash, Margaret?
I look forward to that.
What do you think of Alex Hale's game last night?
Oh, I thought, well, he did a great effort, didn't he? My God, great hit. But I also liked Carey's a couple of nights before.
Yeah, his was fantastic too.
That was a good knock. Carey did well. He did well. So he's the Aussie, so we've got to give him a big tick. And what about Ben McDermott?
McDermott, another one.
Oh, wasn't you're all that over
great
McDermott.
A couple of... Oh, he should be in. They should be looking at Ben.
Well, I think they are. I think he's somewhere in the mix. I reckon he might be on that tour to South Africa.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think he might be.
Is your
what
boy?
What about Philippa? Is Ellis?
Yeah, Nathan Ellis is a nice player. Yeah, Sammy Harper, very good player.
What about Fraser McQuirk?
Yeah, Fraser, Jakey boy. He's
tall. Is that his name?
McGurk. Yeah, he's still a little way off behind them.
Craig laughing at.
He's laughing because he called him McQuirk, but it's McGurk.
No, he's...
I'm all up to putt, I am.
Laughing with you.
But Josh Phillippe is another one who looks a real player. Looks a real player.
Absolutely.
But I think what will happen, Margaret, because we've got two series going on at once. We've got a white ball series against New Zealand.
And the red ball.
And then, so you'll see Phillippe. I reckon you'll definitely see Phillippe. I think McDermott will go to South Africa with a test team.
Yep.
So we'll see a lot of that. I reckon Nathan Ellis could make his way into that white ball squad. I would.
Definitely.
I'd put him in.
What about young Harper?
I think Sammy Harper would be worth throwing in.
Sammy Harper.
Yeah. I do. Well, because remember, we're taking out Warner, because Warner will go to South Africa. We're taking out the other bowlers, Cummins. Wade, I assume, will go across and be the vice captain of that team to Aaron Finch.
I read today on the back page of the Herald Sun that they've officially written to officials trying to get vaccinated before they go against COVID. Officially written.
Yeah, but actually, the problem with doing that is I went to get it vaccinated before I went the day before I went to Queensland. So I go and stand in the line and...
What?
Well, back then, I'll get tested before I go. So I get there.
The vaccine's not here yet, man.
Oh, not vaccinated, sorry.
Oh,
tested,
on.
Sorry, tested.
Come on,
not vaccinated, sorry.
We haven't got a wrong letter.
I meant tested, and they said to me the day before. So I'm standing in line, I get in there, and I had the kids with me. And they said to me, what, you're feeling sick? I said, no, I'm going to Queensland tomorrow. I said, right. I said, the minute you get to the airport, you realise that it's null and void anyway. I said, well, do I need to get tested? And she said, probably not. I said, oh, we'll see you later. And we left.
Oh, great story, Grandpa.
I got mixed up with the vaccine.
Oh, no. You vaccinated? You went and get tested, didn't need to. That took 7 minutes. You've got to work on the stories, man.
It took 1 minute.
You're out of control. The older you get, the worse I get, Grandpa.
Stop using my sayings. That's my saying, Grandpa.
Jeez. You know what? When they do get to, they don't need to get vaccinated. You know what they need to get in?
What's that?
Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity. I wonder where the zipper's onto it today.
Yep. Margaret, as we let you go, is there
diplomatic
a little...
immunity. That's the one.
Is there a little song you could leave us with, Margaret?
Very old one.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get down Lambert Way, any evening, any day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk. Oi, off we go. See you later.
Fantastic. Bye, darling. Margaret from Sunbury joining us as she does each and every Saturday. There's a whole lot more to get through this morning, and we're going to deal with this picks issue in a moment too. This is Off the Bench.